This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Dylan Music. The Forbes AgTech Summit is underway in Old Town Salinas. The annual event brings together tech entrepreneurs, farmers, and investors from around the world. It started Wednesday with tours of local processing plants, field demonstrations of cutting-edge technologies, and opening remarks from Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
It's an interesting truth, isn't it, about California? Outside of Hollywood, there's no two more iconic industries than Silicon Valley and technology and the agricultural industry. And it seems self-evident to everybody here that we have a unique opportunity to collaborate.
AgTech startups are already planting roots in Salinas, just steps from where this summit is taking place. KAZU's Krista Almanzon has that story.
Voices bounce off the high ceilings and shiny concrete floors inside the Western Growers Center for Innovation and Technology. This hub for agriculture technology startup companies is located on the ground floor of the new Taylor Farms building. Lisa Dobbins manages the center.
This is a co-working space, so it's really designed to be flexible, but also be comfortable and be young and hip.
The space looks more high-tech than ag. We walk past a conference room and rows of low-walled orange and gray cubicles toward a lounge area and kitchen.
It's definitely cash, but it's also kind of a higher-end look to it with the hope that people feel really comfortable and want to just spread out and get some work done.
Here, startups can have a dedicated desk for $500 a month, or for $250, they can have a hot desk. That's where they can drop in and use the office space as needed. The center also offers workshops and networking events. On this day, about 10 people are working. A small group is clustered in a meeting around a tall table. Others are nose deep into their laptop computers.
It's flex. People come and go. We have about three that are here every day.
During last year's Forbes AgTech Summit, the Western Growers announced plans to open this center. The association represents ag companies growing fresh produce in Arizona, California, and Colorado. Back then, Western Growers CEO Tom Nassif said the center will nurture technology that will help its members feed the world using fewer natural resources.
Where they can sit down in a conference room and be mentored by farmers who can say, you've got a great technology. However, it needs to be modified for us to be useful and for your venture to be commercially viable.
So last December, the center opened in Old Town Salinas with about six startups signed up to use the space. Now, 20 ag tech companies work out of here. Their areas of innovation vary, from food safety to soil nutrients and bringing the sharing economy to the farm.
Think of Airbnb, but for ag and ag assets.
Carson Britz sits in one of the cubicles. He's the COO of Harvestport. It's an online marketplace where farmers can share equipment like trucks, produce bins, and irrigation pipes.
So one part of the year you only need an asset for a certain specific period of time. Then you can actually monetize and rent that out to growers who maybe in another region can use that asset instead of having it sit idle and literally collect dust.
Harvestport has about six employees who are scattered throughout the West. The startup rents a hot desk. Britz drops in every other week.
It definitely benefits us to strategically be here from a geography standpoint for client acquisition and client relationships, but also just for the increased activity surrounding ag tech, really as a result of the Center for Innovation and Technology.
With 20 spots taken, the center still has room for 15 more startups. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News, Salinas.